Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis. The text is Luke chapter 10, verses 1 through 9. The Reverend Randy Asbury is preaching. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A reading from Luke chapter 10. After this, the Lord appointed 72 others and sent them on ahead of him, two by two, into every town and place where he himself was about to go. And he said to them, "The harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Therefore pray earnestly to the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest. Go your way. Behold, I am sending you out as lambs in the midst of wolves. Carry no money bag, no knapsack, no sandals, and greet no one on the road. Whatever house you enter first say, 'Peace to this, peace be to this house.' And if a son of peace is there, your peace will rest upon him. But if not, it will return to you. And remain in the same house, eating and drinking what they provide, for the laborer deserves his wages. Do not go from house to house. Whenever you enter a town and they receive you, eat what is set before you. Heal the sick in it, and say to them, 'The kingdom of God has come near to you.' This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Neither you nor I could ever know anything about Christ or believe on him and have him for our Lord unless it were offered to us and granted to our hearts by the Holy Spirit through the preaching of the gospel. So writes Martin Luther in his large catechism on the third article of the Creed. The Holy Spirit sanctifies and heals us by bringing us to Christ and Christ to us. This is what St. Luke the Evangelist proclaimed. In his gospel and in the book of Acts, he gives us the beloved Christmas story, several powerful parables, and the encouraging accounts of early Christians. Scripture even calls him the beloved physician. Early Christian tradition says St. Luke was probably one of the 72 whom Jesus sent out. He sent them out two by two to establish the evidence of their witness. He told them not to take money bag, knapsack, or sandals. After all, they were not going on a vacation or even to a DPAA conference. He said not to greet folks on the way because their mission was urgent. Jesus sent them out to do what he himself would do. "Proclaim peace to this house," he said. "Stay in the house that receives you. Don't go on those progressive dinners looking for the best cook in town because the laborer deserves his wages. Heal the sick. And say to them, 'The kingdom of God has come near to you.'" And Jesus also told these pastors in training that they would be sacrificial lambs in the midst of wolves. Some stubborn souls just will not receive them or their message of peace and healing. When that happens, he says, just wipe the dust off your feet and move on. Jesus ties himself to the work of these pastors and evangelists. "The one who hears you," he says, "hears me. And the one who rejects you rejects me. And the one who rejects me rejects him who sent me." You see, Jesus knows what you need. You need healing in your soul. You need peace in your soul. You need to hear, believe, and know that the kingdom of God has come near to you. And when Jesus says kingdom of God, he's referring to himself. You and I need someone who can come and put to flight the diseases of the soul. Remember, Jesus also called himself a physician. Those who are well have no need of a physician, but those who are sick. What diseases of the soul do you have? Remember all those times you doubt God and are not sure that He loves you or that He does everything for you in mercy. Remember the times you neglect to call upon Him in trouble, pray, praise, and give thanks. Remember the times you grow indifferent to holding His word sacred and gladly hearing and learning it. Remember the times when your neighbor taxes your patience and stretches your ability to love to the point of snapping. As Jesus said, out of the heart come evil thoughts, murder, adultery, sexual immorality, theft, false witness, slander. These are what defile a person. Diseases of the soul, indeed. So St. Luke gives you the great physician, your Lord Jesus. When He was born, the angels sang, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among those with whom He is pleased." He is your good Samaritan who binds up the wounds of your soul, pours on the oil and wine of His word and sacraments, and brings you into the inn of His church where you may convalesce and be healed. He is the loving shepherd who leaves the 99 sheep in the pen to go looking for you. And when He finds you, aching, hurting in your diseased soul, He takes you up in His arms, He rejoices, and restores you to His Father and to His flock. And when your great physician hangs on the cross, wounded by lacerations and spikes, by mockings and betrayals, He utters the most healing, peace-giving vaccine you can ever hear. "Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing." Here is your healing medicine. He was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. Upon Him was the chastisement that brought us peace, and with His stripes we are healed. And now you may rejoice with that thief crucified right next to Jesus when you hear the same soul-healing words, "You will be with me in paradise." Oh, you still have doubts about God and His will for you? You still struggle to call on Him or hear and learn His word? Loving your neighbor is still difficult. You still have the disease of the soul? That's what the promise of paradise is for. "Then the eyes of the blind shall be opened, and the ears of the deaf unstopped. Then shall the lame man leap like a deer, and the tongue of the mute sing for joy." That's when the full and final healing will come. Your great physician, Jesus, comes to heal you. He sends His ministers, such as St. Luke, the beloved physician, to deliver His divine healing medicine in water, words, and meal. That's why today we thank our Lord for His servant Luke. It's also why we praise Him that even in our day, He gives servants who dispense and administer the healing medicine of Jesus, our physician of the soul. Amen. And the peace of God, which goes beyond all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for Chapel. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces, visit kfuo.org/chapel.